Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We hope your week was cool. What a week of working out and that stuff. I'll tell you what, that was intense. And, you know, it was it's not over quite yet. The rain helped a little bit last night to cool things down, but gee, oh, woolly moly, it was hot out there. So anyway, here we are. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors on this show, and you're going to run the show today. No special guests that I know of unless somebody pops in and surprises me, which, you know, could happen from time to time, but we'll just roll with the calls, and we ask you to give us a call here. All the lines are open at 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, or 1-800 WCBM 680, 1-800-922-6680. Brian Farlow is out today, so we got Jordan Starnes standing in on this hour, and Jordan is going to be able to answer the phone for you and take your call, write your name down, tell me what your little brief message is, and then we will have a conversation. So that's what we'd like to do with you this morning, is have a conversation. A couple of things going on here world of the outdoors and on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We have things happening, and you'll hear some of them as we go along. And Jordan is occupied in there doing something, so we'll talk to him in just a second whenever he shows back up. I know he's working for me in there, so that's a good thing. So we're just cruising along here, waiting for your phone call, 410-922-6680. Tell me if you've been fishing, crabbing, deer scouting, putting up tree stands, putting out mineral plots, checking your trail cameras. You know, hunting season is, believe it or not, 6 weeks away. Yep, September 6th. First day of archery season. I really don't like to go when it's that warm, you know, in the first week or so. Some people are enthusiastic about it. They think they have a chance, and we've seen that last year with only a one-week difference in the opening of the season. We've seen a number of folks take nice bucks in velvet that hadn't shed their antlers or shed their velvet yet. And, you know, so we're just getting ready for hunting season. We're working on the fall issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Summer's been out since May, and we're just talking to a lot of folks out there. And of course, you know, everybody's complaining about the heat, but we've got a lot of good things coming up, some good articles coming up. But primarily the one feature article that we're doing, it has to do with deer management in western Maryland, the two and a half western counties that comprise Region A, and some of the things that are going on with the deer harvest out there. The deer numbers are pretty interesting. So we've got that, and we've got, you know, we've got the bear lottery. I told you last Saturday the bear lottery was going to open on Monday the 15th, which it did. The press release from the Department of Natural Resources came out on the 18th, and we'll get into that a little bit. So that's coming up. But let's see. Why don't we start off? Let's see. I'm scrolling down through my emails here. And here's the situation for the computer stuff in the station. If I get a file attached to an email and I don't open it and print it at home and bring it in, well, when I get to the station here, if I've, you know, forgot about something and I try to open an email, well, then it takes me to another program to open to, you know, and then I've got to register it. Well, I don't do any of that. So, you know, I just let it alone. So that's what Jordan's working on. He's trying to get me a file that I didn't print out. So he's working hard on that. But here's what's going on with the bear lottery. And I want to tell you, there's a lot of good information on bear hunting in Maryland now that we've had a season since 2004, I think. The DNR, Maryland Department of Natural Resources, currently accepting applications for this year's lottery for black bear hunting permits. Successful applicants will receive a permit valid for black bear hunting season scheduled to take place October 21st through the 26th. The lottery will be operated through DNR's licensing and customer service platform called Compass. Those of you who've purchased a fishing or hunting license in the last year are familiar with the Compass system. And the company that was administering or facilitating the bear lottery in the past wasn't able to do so. I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know if it was a breakdown in communications. I don't know if their contract ended. I just know that company is no longer doing it. So right here at the onset, the department had to scramble to do a workaround, which they did. And now you can register for the bear lottery on the Compass system. And for those of you who have your hunting or fishing license, you have a DNR ID number. You can log in with that to check that out. And then you can also go to any of the DNR service centers around the state. You can call to enter the bear lottery at 1-855-855-3906. And that's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on weekdays only. Online on the Compass system, any of the sport license agents, but you do need to leave a $15 non-refundable application fee. And only one application per person will be accepted. Duplicate submissions will result in disqualification and forfeiture of all fees. The quota has been increased to 95 to 130 bears. My guess is on Wednesday or Thursday, they'll shut the hunt down. If the hunters kill 100 and let's say 20, they'll shut it down within the safe range. 380 hunting permits will be issued, which is a jump from last year of 40 hunting permits. So Garrett and Allegheny counties are the only two counties you can hunt. The quota is based on the estimated black bear population in these counties. An extensive population survey was conducted in 2011 to better assess the bear population and improve DNR's understanding of the growth rate for Maryland's population. Not only did the bear population double from 2006 to 2011, the amount of bears per square mile also, or per square 100 miles, 10 by 10 area, also grew almost double. So we have a lot of bears. Let's talk to Mike in Perry Hall. Good morning, Mike. How are you? Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. I was just, I'm sitting here, I'm listening, I'm thinking all this, you know. You want to talk about crabs?
Sure. You're running the show. What's up?
All right.
But what's
Baltimore County resident?
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
But I have been down to Crisfield.
Yeah.
In Somerset County.
Yeah.
And if you want to catch crabs, that's where you got to go.
Well, yeah, the Southern Bay always heats up
down that way.
Mike, the Southern Bay always starts ahead of us, and the crab population is far better down there because primarily the crabs migrate south in the wintertime.
Salinity probably, too, huh?
Well, part of it, I guess, would be part of it. But, Crisfield is the blue crab capital of Maryland, always has been, probably always will be. There's a lot of crab business down there. There's several major...
That's all there is down there. That's why I'm back up here.
Well, you know, Mike, that's a little discriminatory. I know some people from Crisfield who are very nice, and there's some nice restaurants down there. There's some places to sightsee. There is some industry.
No, I'm not knocking Crisfield. It's a good place, but if you don't cut trees down, if you don't crab, you don't belong there. You need to come back up here.
Well, maybe it's just because you're from the Western Shore and you're seen as a chicken necker.
Yeah, that's what they call me. You're right.
Well, I know. I mean,
you know what? I had some good chicken necking places.
Well, you know, I've like I said, in the last couple of years, I've got to know some people. I know some people at the Chamber of Commerce, And I know some other people that live down there and work down there, and mostly in the crabbing business, of course. But there are some other folks there. You know, they got knocked out in Superstorm Sandy. I don't know if you knew that.
There.
Or not.
That's what made me come back up here. I was there for that. That was a mess. That was bad.
Yeah, I mean, the whole town was devastated. I don't think we had enough reporting on it because it wiped out quite a bit of Crisfield, and people don't even know about it. If you were there after the storm and got to see some of the damage, it's pretty incredible. But, you know, they have some of the largest soft crab processing plants down there in the world. The folks at Handy International, I've been to their factory where they process soft crabs that get shipped all around the country and all around the world. Nicest people you want to meet, you know?
Yeah, I like it there. I mean, I love it there, but, you know.
You and I aren't going to fit in. You know, especially with a Smith Islander population, you're already you show up with a license plate, or anything, any indications that you're from the Western Shore, you're already suspect.
You know what? The worst thing you could ever take down there is your lingo or your accent. As soon as they know that you're from this side of the bridge, you're done.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it's always been that way. It's always
That's
been
right,
that way.
So, they got their own thing going on.
They do have their own thing, and here's the deal. You've got to respect that. We have to respect that, you know, and it is what it is. It's a very rural area of Maryland. Trust me, there's some wealth in Crisfield.
There's some very wealthy people in
Crisfield. And, yeah. You know, they've gotten that way by working hard, being industrious and being entrepreneurs and being involved in the crab industry, among other things. So, hey, look, I'm going to stick up for Crisfield. There's some great fish in there. Their town is open to tourism. They just had the big crab and clam bake the other day. Let me tell you how important politically Crisfield is. If you're a politician running for office in Maryland, you're going to be at that TAWS event.
You're going to make your trip down there.
You're going to make your appearance. You're absolutely right. So,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So. They've got the watermen on their side then.
Well,
that's a good place.
That's the hope.
There's nothing really wrong with it. It's all right.
Well, don't speak. I mean,
we're all in Maryland. We're all in the same state. But just like you said, as soon as you get on that other side of the bridge and they know you're from here, you're done.
Well, you know what? So be it. Same thing in Western Maryland.
Yeah.
You know, but I grew up there. I know how the people are there. I know how they talk. I know how they think. I'm lucky, Mike, that I am able to adapt to any place in Maryland. I mean Southern Maryland, the Lower Eastern Shore, the Upper Eastern Shore. Dorchester County is particularly tough. I work with people in Hooper's Island. I work with people in Dorchester County all the time. There's certain people that just have their own way of thinking, and it doesn't matter what you are, what you're offering, or what you're showing them. You're not going to break through. And the sooner you accept that, you know, and realize that, hey, I don't care who you are. If you think you're going to go roll into the Eastern Shore, or Southern Maryland, or Western Maryland, and, you know, take over, ain't happening, brother, or fit in.
Yeah, you better forget that part.
It's not going to happen. That's right. So the best approach is a humble approach. You're in their territory. So,
yeah.
All right, brother.
All right, man. Be good. You know what? My landlord knows you very well. I'm not going to mention his name, but he sends you a lot of pictures. He's a bird watcher.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I get pictures from him all the time. Yeah, I do.
Anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah,
right, man.
Hi, buddy. Thanks, Mike. See ya. There he goes. Hey, it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Diamond Jim, he's out there swimming around with all those other rock fishing. Boy, the rock fishing has been great. Great this year. No reason why we can't catch Diamond Jim. And, you know, I would have thought if any of those Diamond Jim fish would have been caught by now, I'd have heard about it. But I haven't. I haven't heard whether they've caught any tagged rockfish at all. You may not know this, but you're going to find out now. Marty Gary is no longer with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. That's right. He's become the director or the head honcho or the big cheese over at the Potomac River Fisheries Commission. Yeah, just got an email from him the other day. Marty has gone and advanced his career. So Marty was a frequent guest on this show. Talked about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Was the point man for that, and you know, kept me informed. And some of those duties have been handed off to other people. And so, you know, we hope that here in the transition we'll be able to bring you, you know, just as good of information as Marty was giving us. But I digress from the commercial message that I was trying to present. It's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. What are you looking at there, Jordan? Huh? It's my show, right? That's exactly right. As long as you keep that in mind, we're good. You know, you could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Now, I mentioned Diamond Jim. You catch Diamond Jim this month, 20 grand in your pocket. If you catch a tagged rockfish with one of those spaghetti tags hanging out of its belly, would don't mess with that fish. Call that number on the tag. You can keep it. It's going to be a legal fish. Keep that fish. Call that number on the tag. If it's an imposter, you're up $500. If it's Diamond Jim, you're up 20G, baby. So you catch that rockfish, and if you're lucky enough to catch a citation-sized fish and register your catch, get a citation for it, or a crab, you're in the contest. Yep, that's right. You can win those prizes I mentioned. Now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fishing Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Start your day at 6 with Maryland's wake-up call.
Sean and Frank.
Then at 3, get Hannitized on the ride home.
With Sean Hannity.
Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And WCBM.com.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade by sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool.
Okay, we're back. All right, that was a little fishing hole there. So we were talking about the bear season here, and 380 permits will be issued. The first hunt 9 years ago, 2004, was 200 permits, I think. So we've increased substantially since then. The quota back then was, I don't know, 25 to 40 bears or something. It's 95 to 130 bears. So as the population increases, the possibility of taking a bear increases, and the harvest quota has gone up. So there is a preference point system started in 2007. If you apply every year and don't get a permit, you get preference points. And the more you apply each year you apply, you get a preference point. So preference points get more than one shot in the lottery. So if you've been applying since 2007 and you haven't gotten a bear license, you got 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you've got 6 preference points. You now have 7 shots once you apply to get a permit in the lottery. That's what a preference point is. It just gives you an extra chance. So anyway, if you skip a year or if you selected to receive a bear permit and then your preference points go away. If you're selected in the drawing and forfeit the permit, your preference points goes away. So anyway, there you go. but if you want to check that out, go to the Department of Natural Resources, and there is a page on there that's called the Bear Hunter's Guide to Hunting Black Bears in Maryland 2013, which has tremendous amount of information about bears and bear management and things like that. So make sure you check that out. Now, the other news that we got this week from the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation is not so good. It says on August 22nd, 2011, that was almost 2 years ago, the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation announced the formation of a partnership to determine the viability of elk reintroduction into Western Maryland. Few realize that elk once roamed all of Maryland, Elkton, Elk Ridge, but have been extirpated since the late 1700s. A threefold feasibility assessment was required: biological, social, and economic. Of critical interest to the partnership was the expressed willingness of the local citizenry, wherever those elk were to be reintroduced, to support the reintroduction of elk, which means let's look at Western Maryland and let's see what the people out there think about it. On May 15th, 2012, year ago, the results of a statewide public opinion survey found that nearly 3 out of 4 Maryland residents, 72%, including 2/3 of Western Maryland residents, 68% specifically, support the reintroduction of elk to the western part of the state. Coupled with the public opinion survey was an economic assessment that determined Western Maryland could realize a projected $4 million annually in visitor spending should elk be reintroduced there. And there are some links, and I'll send you this information if you'd like to email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Despite these findings, discussions with local stakeholder groups found little support for elk reintroduction. Principally among the stated reasons of opposition, vehicle collisions, crop damage, and potential for diseases. Efforts to mitigate such concerns through experiences shared by other states simply did not resonate. Consequently, the partnership has agreed that local support does not exist to pursue continued efforts to reintroduce elk in Western Maryland at this time. We did our best to honestly paint all the facts in the clearest way possible during the last 2 years. However, it is evident that now is not the time to move forward. Perhaps tomorrow will be different, but not today, stated Bill Miles, vice chair of the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation. Dave Ragan-Tasey, Senior Regional Director of the Missoula-based Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation noted, "We thank the good people of Western Maryland for listening. If local opinions about elk are changed, we at RMEF stand ready to be of assistance." So there you go. That's what's going on with elk in Western Maryland. The program is done. The people have spoken in Western Maryland. The politicians have spoken in Western Maryland. The farmers have spoken in Western Maryland. So that would be the stakeholder groups. No elk. Not here. Not now. So your thoughts on that, if you'd like. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We've talked about bears. We've talked about elk. What other big game would you like to talk about? We talked a little tiny bit about crabs in Crisfield, but if you'd like to talk about any of those subjects or fishing or whatever, we're more than glad to talk about that with you. We welcome a new sponsor today. It's NBS Seafood. Now, I've known Bill for a little while, the owner, and he lives in Baltimore, on the Baltimore Anne Arundel County line, and he has a little shop down there on Dorsey Road. And we'll give him a free commercial right here.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here.
Wow. What do you think of that? So anyway, that's all they sell, live crabs and some other seafood. But, you know, steam your own. They've got the crab spice and everything else. So we just want to welcome NBS Seafood to our lineup here for the next 3 months or so. We'll see what happens, and they'll see what happens. And like any of our sponsors, we invite you to, you know, check them out and give us your honest feedback if you want to. And then when you go, tell them you heard about them on the Outdoors and Radio Show, just like Papa John's or Clyde's or Fishbones or, you know, Line-X, either Line-X Stores, Battery Warehouse, W&W Tire and Auto Service. They would love to hear that you heard about them here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. So there we go. You're not working very hard in there. You need a phone call? Huh? Well, let's get a phone call. Well, okay, no phone call. 410-922-6680 is the phone number. Wasn't that pause exciting, though? Huh? You know, just that... that like 10 seconds of drama. What's going to happen next? Well, if you call, you'll be on the air and you'll be part of the show. We did reach an agreement with our friends at CVA this year again to give some muzzleloaders away in the fall. So we know that the lines will be loaded all day every time we have a muzzleloader giveaway through the fall months. It's pretty funny. But that's good. That's good. What else did we find out this week? Any drama? I don't know. I don't know if there's any drama. I can't think of any drama. Just a reminder, the folks from the Maryland Quality Deer Management Association are going to be selling hot dogs at Bass Pro Shop today. E.W. Grimes, the president, was on the air last week and told you about that. They'll be down there today, this afternoon, selling hot dogs outside the entrance there or exit to Bass Pro Shops. And you can get a hot dog and talk about quality deer management. And you can even purchase a ticket if you'd like to go to the gun social and pig roast. That's right. Boy, we talked to the guy that's going to do the pigs. He's got a great seasoning on that. That's coming up on August 3rd, and we invite you to join us at the VFW Post 467 at Pool Road in Westminster. Tickets are $25 per person, but along with that $25, there is a raffle. They're giving 6 guns away. So you can check all that out. It starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 to 9. $25 per person includes a meal and one raffle ticket. Go to MarylandQDMA.com to purchase your tickets or call the Vice President, Barry, at 410-346-7538 to get your tickets. Let's talk to Jim in Baltimore. Jim, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Alan. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Not a lot. I caught some of what you were saying about not getting elk in Maryland. That's a shame. They're majestic creatures. I'd sure like to hunt one.
Well,
we'd love to do it without having to go all the way out west.
Well, you're going to have to go to Kentucky. Or maybe Virginia eventually, or maybe West Virginia eventually.
I'm in Pennsylvania, so.
Well, you're Pennsylvania. Yeah,
I
you can. You,
in Pennsylvania now.
Yeah, yeah, you can apply for a permit in Pennsylvania. They're hard to get.
Well, I'm sure, but you know, at this point, you know.
But give it a shot. Hey, you can at least try. It doesn't cost very much to go for a permit in Pennsylvania.
Look, I'm a member of RAMF, just because. You know, it's a conservation organization, and
yeah, they're a good group.
Yeah, I doubt that I'll ever have the opportunity to go out west to hunt them.
Yeah,
I'm 62, and you know, getting close to retirement. I lost most of my Bethlehem Steel pension, so you know, the money won't be there unless I hit the lottery, and then I'm gone.
Save the money you spend on the lottery. Hello, Jim.
Well, anyway, I've called you several times. I've won once with you with some Sockerman's. Got a bunch of tackle.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
You know, I got tired of listening to you talking to yourself, though. Well, somebody needs to talk to this man.
Yeah, I appreciate that because, I mean, I do have good information, but I do like to talk to the folks. It helps the time pass,
you know,
and it
I
helps.
I really enjoy your show most of the time. When I'm working, I'll catch it on the way into work, and that's what I'm doing this morning.
You know what, Jim? The guy that is providing the pig for the pig roast, his grandfather, he said, listen to this show religiously. And I thought, that, and he's passed. And, you know, I'm sorry to hear that. But he said they've got another guy. What did he call? Mr. I don't want to misquote. Mr. Burt, I think he said, that listens and is called occasionally, but talks about the show when they're going hunting, which I think is kind of cool because I've been doing this a long time. You know, I'm the most unknown talk show host in Maryland because I'm on at 5 to 7 every Saturday morning. But for 25 years, I've been telling folks like you about fishing and hunting here in Maryland. And, you know, we just have a good old time when people call in. So we know
there's a lot of people that would listen. I mean, I found out about you because I had a job where I worked on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I got up and I was normally listening to WCBM, the radio set.
Yeah.
So I turned the radio on and there you are. It's like, you know, normally Saturday mornings I'm off, I'm sleeping in.
Yeah, I know.
And so, you know, it never happened.
Yeah. So, well, I appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, you have a wonderful day and I'll keep listening.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I won't do my religious thing. You know, I said people listen to the show religiously, but I'm not going to, I won't mock, so I won't do that. But I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate the folks that listen in on a regular basis. We love hearing from you. 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and we're going to take a little break right now. Time for me to tell you about our buddy down at Jimmy Schillinger, down at Schillinger Papa John's Farm, which is not far from our new sponsor, NBS. And you know, NBS sends people that want corn down to, yeah, believe it or not, down to Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. So we like talking about all the folks down that way, right off I-97. Summer, it's here, and it's hot. Time for picnics and family get-togethers, camping trips. Summer is corn on the cob. Boy, good corn on the cob, too, at Papa John's. Steamed crabs, fresh tomatoes. Summer is cold, juicy watermelon. So Schillinger family, Papa John's Farm, likes to steam their crabs with their corn on the cob. They put a layer of crabs, a layer of seasoning, a layer of crabs, a layer of seasoning, a layer of crabs, a layer of seasoning, a layer of corn seasoning, and they steam it all together on their own. That's for their own deal. Now, they don't sell crabs there, but they do sell the corn, and oh, boy. If you like good tasting food, produce, vegetables, even fruit. You need to stop and see Papa John's Farm. They have a produce barn, huge. Tasty, super sweet corn, homegrown tomatoes, ready to go. Squash, zucchini, peppers, onions, green beans, cucumbers, mouthwatering cantaloupe, and sweet watermelons, too. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97 at exit 12. That's New Cut Road. Their address is 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. Call 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm, open every day, Monday through Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sunday 9 to 6. Again, that phone number, 410-969-8810. If you're having a family reunion or a party or a picnic and you need some corn for corn on the cob, give Papa John's a call, 969-8810. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
Hey, fishing and crabbing season's here. Clyde Sport Shop is your headquarters for the greatest gear for fishing, hunting, and crabbing, of course. Now let's talk about firearms a little bit and archery. Bow season's coming right around the corner. They've got Parker bows. They've got Kotobo crossbows. They've got Parker crossbows. They've got the custom arrow cutting and the archery techs that can take care of setting you up for the season. So why not stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne? If you're a firearms hunter, shotguns, rifles, they've got handguns for protection. They've got ammo. Anything you need. They got complete gunsmithing services. They'll mount your scope for you. They'll bore sight it. They'll clean your gun. They'll do whatever you need done for gun repair, too. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Website is clydesports.com. The fishing hotline is 247-FISH. And the regular phone number, if you want to get in touch with them, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108.
The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals kick off September 6th and run through September 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor related. Experience the PA State Knife and Tomahawk Throwing Championships, archery shoots, calling competitions, a gun show, ATV and lawnmower demos, big game scoring, dog demonstrations, interactive seminars, a sportsman's auction. You can win a Ford Raptor or ride on a monster truck. Activities for the entire family too. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com for details.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
For breaking news and local coverage, turn to Fox News and the WCBM Maryland News Center.
And stay tuned for stimulating talk throughout the day.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM
and WCBM.com.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. And she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early. And honey, you ain't gonna like it. Cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined. So I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green.
All right, we're back. Let's see. Let's talk to Mike, Charlie, and Ted. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
Thanks for hanging on. What's up?
Okay. I just want to let you know I was thinking about you last night.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I was sitting in Nino Tacos. enjoying one of those delicious orders of the spicy chicken tenders with the Dijon honey mustard, which you introduced me to.
I did, yes.
Earlier in the week.
Yeah, the story is we ran into Mike. We were having dinner and ran into Mike and invited him in. We had a nice dinner together, and I had ordered some chicken tenders, and we split that order, and now Mike is eating chicken tenders. So
yes,
there you go.
That's correct. I'm like a big fish, Alan. I'm hooked.
They're pretty dang good, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I just want to let you know I was thinking
about it. All right, buddy. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Okay.
See you, buddy. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, now we got Charlie. Good morning, Charlie. What's up?
Good morning.
How are you?
My question is, how does the Conowingo Dam pollute the bay?
How does the Conowingo Dam pollute the bay? The Conowingo Dam is responsible for so much... what is the word? Let me think about it. Somebody's got to help me here.
I know where you're just got accumulated debris behind it.
Yes, it does. Silt. That's the word I'm looking for. Conowingo Dam, because the silt builds up behind the dam, they open the gates, the silt flushes down through the gates into the Susquehanna River and on down into the bay. The silt is what kills the grasses. Part of what kills the grasses is the silt. And of course, you know, all the other trash that's backed up behind there is that's to answer your question. Of course, Okay. Then the other part of that is all the agricultural runoff. You understand that Susquehanna River starts
up in Elmira.
Yeah, Elmira, New York, and runs all the entire width of Pennsylvania. And everything it picks up along the way winds up behind Conowingo Dam and consequently into the Chesapeake Bay.
Well, wait a minute. If we removed the Conowingo Dam, the silt would still come into the Chesapeake Bay, wouldn't it?
Sure. What we really need to do is get that big pile of silt out from behind the Conowingo Dam, but
yes.
Nobody's willing to do that. Nobody's willing to go. Do you ever drive across there?
Oh, many times.
You look across there and you see that big pile of garbage sitting there, everything that's floated down. You know, Conowingo Dam is not the only dam on the Susquehanna. There's like 12 or 13 dams up through Pennsylvania.
Yes.
You know, that also, you know, stop fish from moving up the bay or moving up the rivers to spawn. And, you know, just think of all the crap that's behind all those dams all the way down through.
Well, wouldn't really the most practical solution be to put a dredge in there and remove the silt and
you would think, wouldn't you? Yeah, you would think, but the power companies have resisted that, and the way they've resisted it has paid us off. Hey, look, we know it's expensive to dredge that, so why don't we just give you a couple $100,000 and shut up and go away?
Okay, well, have a pleasant day.
I'm trying. Thanks. There he goes. Ted in Baltimore. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Dave.
That's Alan.
Well, Alan, I'm so sorry. Alan, I was thinking about you this past week, just like one of your previous callers was outside working in the garden.
Hey, folks, I don't want to give you the wrong idea. I don't do anything to these guys to make them think about me through the week.
That all comes from the higher above, Alan. At least now I got your name right.
All right. So what were you thinking about?
Well, we're talking about vegetables to my daughter, you know, and
yeah.
I'm talking about how you eat vegetables, and I says,
I do.
They just don't seem to just fill you up unless you got some meat.
Mm-hmm.
So if we went from there, and I said, I want to call on and tell them about this joke. I think you might have even heard on your program. I says, you know, vegetarian is an Indian word. She said, it is. I says, yeah. I says, you know what it means? She says, no. I said, it means bad hunter.
That's right. Yep.
So to get them guys ready for September 6th, come up, go hunting, you know, it's just a little joke there.
That's right.
And Alan, I really appreciate your program and all the years of service that you did.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, you've heard of PETA, right? PETA?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, big animal rights group that hates hunters.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, you've seen the bumper stickers. Maybe you've seen the hats. Maybe you've seen the T-shirts that talk about PETA, P-E-T-A, people eating tasty animals.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Alan, I really enjoy you, and I like it when you slurp the coffee in the morning.
I'm trying. Well, yeah, I mean, look, it's real radio. I'm right here doing this.
Yeah, well, I'm doing the same thing at home, listening on his show with you.
All right, buddy.
All right, God bless you. Have a great
Thanks, Ted. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Hey, it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab, 9 inches point-to-point, and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. However, another way to win is by catching a Diamond Jim fish. Diamond Jim has a lot of imposters out there. There's one Diamond Jim. He's worth $20,000. He's wearing a green tag in his belly. Looks like a little piece of spaghetti. But so are all the other imposters. The imposters are worth $500. Diamond Jim himself is worth $20,000. So go rock fishing. I don't care if you're live lining with spot or if you're trolling, if you're chumming, whatever it is. You catch one of those tagged rockfish, and you're gonna be lucky. That's for sure. Well, for the details again, www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
For up-to-the-minute financial news that's right on the money, start your day with the Wall Street Journal This Morning. Weekdays at 5, followed by the Wall Street Journal reports throughout the day. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
How high's the water, mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all of wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 4 feet high and rising. Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain. 4 feet high and rising.
And it goes on from there, but I'll tell you, the farmers on the Eastern Shore must have been playing that song last week. Good grief. I was over there Friday. We got 5 inches of rain on the shore. Talking to some of the guys, and I said, what are you doing? Oh, we're trying to get our beans in, man. We just can't get it in with all the rain. Well, I can tell you one thing. I don't know what I'd have rather have would be a lot of that rain or this weather we've had this week, but it did help. It did dry things out, and it's got the corn all popping. I mean, I've seen more corn in tassels earlier this year than I've ever seen it. Of course, the hot weather also takes its toll on some of the nut trees, too. My hickory nuts are falling off the trees at the house. The little tiny acorns are coming off. It's crazy. It really is crazy. And I don't know. Is this warm summer? Not sure. Not sure at all. But I will tell you this. This is crazy stuff, I'm telling you. Let me find it here on my little email list. Where is it? Almost there. There it is. Yep. Now our Department of Natural Resources is pushing climate change. This is on a DNR News press release. The Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, in conjunction with the Climate Communication Consortium. Yes, the Climate Communication Consortium of Maryland and George Mason University released results this week of the first comprehensive survey of Maryland residents to find out what they think about the public health impacts of climate change. That's right. The survey was conducted in part to help the department understand public attitudes about health and the environment, in particular about two important environmental changes occurring today, climate change and changes in the energy picture of the state and the nation. We're being set up, ladies and gentlemen. We are being set up for a carbon tax. Get your hand on your wallet or get the hell out of Maryland. But we're getting set up for it. Trust me. Now we've got the now we got the health and mental hygiene folks saying that 52% of the people in Maryland believe that the United States is being harmed by climate change. Yeah, they had to change it from global warming because that was found to be